This show is going to reek. It's about garbage. Tons of it. Forget aluminum cans. I recycle cars. I think of garbage so old.
I wonder what's under the Christmas tree this year.
They'll be totally grossed out. Not as grossed out as I was feeding slop to pigs. There's a whole industry looking for new ways to use our garbage.
One person's trash is another person's treasure. Here you go. It's Popular Mechanics for kids. Ruff. If Jay threw the rest of his hot dog away...
Which is not going to do.
It's possible that someone could find it intact at a landfill 100 years from now.
That's cool.
You'd probably eat it.
Only if the mustard was still on it.
They've actually found whole hot dogs that were thrown away years ago. Hot dogs have a lot of preservatives. Plus, when they're buried, there's not enough air or light to make them decompose.
You know, the only ones on the entire planet that create garbage are human beings.
Plus one animal, you. Okay, everyone knows dumping garbage in landfills is bad for the environment. That's why recycling is big business.
We're going down and dirty to people who want your trash. Come see what they do with it.
It's loud, it's messy, and it stinks.
Tiny, say excuse me. Good dog.
Okay, everybody out there who recycles, you guys are awesome. You recycle. Pat yourself on the back. Way to go, you know your three R's. But now what? What really happens to the tons of paper, plastic, and glass that we throw in our recycling boxes? I'm here at the Marin Recycling Plant, just outside of San Francisco, California. We just got back from a pickup. That's Trash Talk for picking up garbage off the curb.
Hi, my name is Lori Dowell, and I work at the Marin Recycling Center.
So what are we doing here?
This area here is for sorting the cardboard and any other contaminants that are in the newspaper.
Hey, what are you doing? Reading on the job!
Find pictures, scissors.
Hey, look, passport.
So what's the most common thing you find?
Television remote control.
Hey, this is a kid's show.
Throw that away. Well, next, this falls down onto another conveyor belt. The paper then drops down into this area here of the baler, where little knives chop up the paper so that we can condense it into a cube a little easier.
So it's pretty compact.
It's very compact.
I see all these tin tuna cans, and I know when I recycle, I clean out all my cans. What happens if you find something that's not cleaned out?
When they go to melt down the cans, it's so hot that anything in there is going to burn up.
What happens with the tin cans and the aluminum stuff afterwards? What do they do with it?
Well, we bale it, and then we ship it out to the processors who make it into a new can again. It's a big circle. It just keeps going around and around. Okay, when the glass comes in, it goes through a crushing process. It travels up a conveyor belt where it's manually sorted.
What kind of effect do you think all this stuff has on the environment?
It saves energy and it saves natural resources. And it also saves us from filling up our landfills.
Almost all the things that we use can be recycled. There's many, many things that we use can be recycled.
Well, I guess I'll call it a day. Come on, guys!
Don't think I'd really do that, did you? I'm gonna go recycle, okay?
Just joking, recycle.
This part you've seen. Now, watch how a bunch of plastic bottles get turned into
this.
You see, these bottles are made from a special kind of plastic called polyethylene terephthalate, or PET for short. A lot of the plastic ends up at the Wellman plant in South Carolina. Here, they grind it into flakes, melt it, and spin it into fibers as thin as a strand of hair. A machine stretches the fibers, just like a rubber band. The next step happens here, at another factory. Machines spin the fibers and knit them into fabric. Once they dye the fabric, it's ready for the tailor.
Just imagine, 20 PET bottles will turn into this polyester fleece. Hey, where's my jacket? Oh, thanks.
You may think this car's ready for the dump, had its day, but before you know it, this lemon will be on the road. Burning rubber. Hey, maybe even as a Porsche. I'm here with Joe Garbarino. So what do you do here?
Well, what I do here, I'm the owner of the companies, but I'm also the wizard of waste and the guru of garbage. And that's what they call me. And the reason for it is that I try to recycle everything of waste that I can get my hands on. This is, matter of fact, one of the cars that we're going to recycle next. The car was made in Italy, and this car is going to be crushed into a little cube in a little while. Okay. Then it'll go to Korea, and it'll come back as a Hyundai. And you might be driving it in a couple years. You never know.
First, we remove the stuff inside. Most of it can be used again in other cars. The steel body is what they want to recycle. Did you know that you need old steel to make new steel? Wow, I'm finding some weird stuff in here. Got some computer discs, scissors, bracelets, and even money. I think I'm gonna recycle that. Now for some crushing. Well, this is it, the moment we've all been waiting for. Now the big finish! One person's lemon just could be someone else's Porsche.
disgusting. Ew. Much better.
Okay, all right. Yeah, put that in the garbage too.
Whoa, not so fast, funny boy. This coffee doesn't have to go in the garbage. Since food waste takes so much space in our landfills, composting is one of the best ways to reduce garbage. Here, take this. Today we're going to turn organic trash into fertilizer, also known as compost. Charlie here is going to build a composter.
Well, actually, you're going to help me.
Oh, of course we are.
Hi there. Now, the idea is to make all of this rot to perfection. But the first thing we need to do is build a house for this stuff. And you can make it yourself by using chicken wire.
Let's do it. Hey! Now what?
Well, now we layer our trash, and we begin by dividing it into two categories, the browns and the greens. And we start by adding a layer of brown ingredients first. Now, your brown ingredients generally consist of woody types of stuff. You know, stuff like corn cobs, tea bags, dried grass clippings, paper bags.
Oh, and coffee filters, too.
Exactly. Now, what we want to do next is add a little bit of water just to keep the pile moist. Now, the greens generally consist of stuff like eggshells, hair, vegetables, fruit, and of course...
Oh, not that!
Yep. Ugh. Fresh from the oven.
Manure.
I bet you thought it'd be a part of the brown category, right? Now, manure isn't essential, but by adding it to your pile, you actually speed up the process. A compost pile is basically a bacteria pig out. The bacteria eat the scraps in the pile and turn it into compost. Let me show you something. In about 2 months, the compost will look like this.
It smells like earth, not garbage.
Well, that means it's working. See, bacteria, just like us, need three things to survive and grow: food, water, and air. So just stir and turn the pile once or twice a week to make sure it gets the air.
Worms do a good job for us as well. Any guesses?
To gross us out?
I know. They crawl through the garbage as they eat it, and they make tunnels.
And the tunnels act as little air tubes in the pile. So, if your pile is getting plenty of air, your compost should not stink.
And you can actually use compost.
Right, it makes a great fertilizer for your garden, not to mention the worms. Look how big they get after eating the compost for a while.
Yuck!
Juicy!
You know, speaking of eating, I'm getting hungry. It's lunchtime, right?
Oh, gross!
Oh, I'm sorry, did you want some?
No. Get away from me.
Oh, tastes like chicken.
Ever wonder what happens to all that leftover food that the grocery stores just can't sell? The stuff that's just a little too ripe or just past the expiry date. Well, in San Francisco, California, someone decided to take those just past being yummy leftovers and throw a huge dinner party, a colossal pig out. As much as I love parties, you'd have to be a total pig to make the guest list for this occasion. Garbage to us could mean a deluxe meal for these guys. Tell me about the pig program. How did it start?
Well, the pig program started about 8 years ago when I discovered that I had 200 loaves of bread every day were being dumped. So I went out and I bought three pigs. And from those three pigs, it grew up into almost 300 pigs.
Wow. What would happen to all the food if it wasn't being used
and
for
the
pigs?
All the food would be buried.
So it's kind of like a food chain.
It's a food chain. It really is a food chain.
What they're doing here is mixing dairy products and milk that was bad with bread that stores and restaurants can't really sell to people and mixing it up and feeding it to the pigs. It smells like milk that's been sitting in your fridge for like 7 years. So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna take this forklift and we're gonna lift up this food and bring it over to the pigs.
This is like Chanel number 8. This is wonderful stuff. Look at that. In 7 months, they go right up to 210-pounder, but I cannot get attached to them. I'm on a mission, and the mission is to recycle as much as I possibly can. See that? Alicia is really getting the handle on this now.
So, guys, am I a good cook or what? I guess that's a no.
Give it a little kiss. See, you have to grab them and... Yeah, there you go. They're beautiful piggies. Okay, got me up.
Once a year, the workers of BFI, a waste services company, gather together to test their driving skills.
This is hard driving.
How about cracking an egg without tipping it or the pylon over? Or hitting a tennis ball with the truck's front end loader? And then there's the old pushing a barrel between a row of pylons. These guys are having way too much fun on the job.
To answer this question, we've asked both Nyx and Tix to build their own landfills. Landfills are areas of land filled with many layers of compressed garbage and kept covered with soil. As the garbage decomposes, gases are produced. One of the main gases produced is methane. Methane is an explosive gas that can be harmful to vegetation, property, and people if not properly controlled. If allowed to seep into neighboring soil, methane will kill vegetation. To prevent this, plastic pipes are used to vent gases out of the landfill and into the atmosphere. To prevent the danger of methane accumulating in surrounding buildings, the gases can either be burned off with flares or pumped out. The collected gases can again be vented into the atmosphere, burned off, or if there is enough methane, the gas can be used as a source of energy. Failure to monitor and control methane emissions can lead to dangerous accumulations of gases and possible explosions.
Hi, Jay.
You know, they say you can tell a lot about a person just from their handshake. I'm guessing you're a garbage expert, right?
Right, Jay. But you know, archaeologists really can tell a lot about people by looking at their trash.
Their trash? This is where New York City buries its garbage. It's called Fresh Kills, and it's the largest landfill in the world.
You know, Jay, we're walking on garbage right now.
We are?
Matter of fact, all these hills you see behind us here are part of the landfill. This landfill is 25 times the volume of the Great Pyramid. Some parts of it are much higher than the Great Pyramid.
Wilson studies garbage. He's going to show me what people are throwing away and what happens to it in a landfill. To dig up garbage, we're using a big drilling machine that works like a cookie cutter. It's called a bucket auger.
The way it works is the bucket spins around and grabs into the garbage, then the sides close in. He pulls it up, spins it out, and dumps it, and then we go through it. Right. This landfill in some areas is over 250 feet deep, so we'll get down as far as we can. The first thing we do when a sample is dumped out is we take the temperature. We want to see how much the garbage is rotting. So we'll put the thermometer in here. As it's rotting, it's gaining in temperature, and it's giving off gas. The smell.
It smells pretty bad here. It stinks so much. It smells worse than Elisa's feet.
next step is getting dates from newspapers. We want to date when this stuff was buried. So we'll look for newspapers. What's your date on that?
I think it's December 8, 1985.
Very good. Okay, let's go through and see what else we find here.
Okay, are we looking for anything in particular?
Right now, we just want to date it, see if it's residential, commercial, industrial trash, construction demolition, just get a general feel for it.
Ah, I found something. What? Diapers. Well, if you wore diapers in 1985, please contact us and come pick them up, because they're grossing the heck out of me. It's Godzilla. Not having a good day. So this is what we found. Now, what does this tell us about this landfill?
Okay, these are just a few of the things that we picked out of the pile today in this landfill. Most of the stuff is paper, newspapers, yellow pages, paper packaging. It's not mostly diapers and styrofoam like a lot of people think. There's wood debris, construction here, plastic bottles, cans, bags, etc. That's pretty much what makes up the landfill. But tell me, what did you find?
Well, my little sister's having her birthday in a couple of weeks, and I picked her up a little present. Today's episode on garbage has been brought to you by the letter P, the letter M, and the letter K. What do you want? I'm busy feeding my elephants.
Well, sorry, but we're supposed to say goodbye together.
Say it yourself.
Okay. Jay's practicing a role for another kids' show. See you next time on another episode of Popping Mechanics for Kids.